Welcome to the 10-Minute Talent Show. My name is Justin Cross, and today we are talking with Horizontal Talent's Regional Vice President in the Asia-Pacific region. That includes India, Australia, and Malaysia. According to his LinkedIn profile, he's been with Horizontal for 4 years and 10 months. But who's counting? I am. I am counting. Sarijith Pilisari, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you, Justin. It's a pleasure to be on this podcast today with you.
And just so folks know, I was clarifying the exact pronunciation of Sarijith's name, last name, before I said it, before we went on. And he said to me, don't worry, you can just call me S or Sarijith or anything. He made it like, and he said, you know, you can go just Sarijith, like it was Madonna. And I was like, I appreciate a man who can just go one name like that.
I'm just trying to make it easier.
I know. You've seen me interview people before, and you know I need the help. So I appreciate that.
Thank you.
So Sarijith, you know, you have a huge role here at Horizontal, and it's just gotten bigger because now I know we're opening an Australia office, and we'll get to that in a moment. But before we get going, I just want to, you know, give people some background on you. And I mean, I did kind of joke around. You've been here for almost 5 years now, but tell us how you did land with Horizontal and kind of your background in the staffing world.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, yeah, like many of us around, staffing happened to be my chance. It's not a career option for many people, at least in this part of the world, when they graduate. But after 18 years of building staffing services across different countries, different markets, I could not be more optimistic about the industry and the ever-growing possibilities.
That's, yeah.
Horizontal happened through...
No, go ahead. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
What was the second question?
Well, I was just going to ask you. No, I mean, that's you, and I'm sorry because I kind of, I do tend to, I see a good point you made, and I want to follow up a little bit on that. Like, you mentioned that staffing isn't a big industry in India, right? Or it's becoming a bigger industry, but it's not necessarily something people do right out of college. Is that right? It's just, it's not as, I just want to paint that picture for folks who may be listening kind of in the U.S.
Absolutely. No, it's still an emerging market in India, and staffing and recruiting is not a career choice, basically because majority of the population was still looking for government jobs and things like that. But for the last 20 years or so, the market has been changing. There's a lot of technology boom that happened in the country. A lot of private sector companies, including the large companies from the U.S., has been in India. So that has kind of changed the landscape for the last 15 to 20 years.
Wow. That's, I mean, and I know that's, like we'll get to in a second, it's growing in Australia as well. But yeah, I mean, how can you give me kind of like a comparison for folks, you know, again, who may be listening, a lot of our audience is in the U.S., but how is the job market and the staffing, how is that different over there, you know, versus here in the U.S.?
Yeah, that's a good question, Justin. So Asia Pacific, if I look at it overall, perhaps the most diverse and complex staffing market. It's fast evolving and developing and having some of the most attractive staffing markets in the world. While Japan is the second largest staffing market in the world after the United States. Wow. And APAC has some of the promising large staffing market, including China, Australia, and India, which are fast evolving.
Wow.
A common mistake global companies often do is to bundle APAC as a geography and look for a one-size-fits approach. Mm-hmm. This is one of the most diverse regions, and we need country-specific strategies for this market.
Yeah.
So just to give you perspective from a data and the market size standpoint, APAC is a $15.4 billion market in IT staffing, which is the mainstay that we are into.
Yep.
And we are now present in two of the largest three markets in the region, which is India, Australia, and besides Malaysia that we are already present.
Wow, that is wild. I mean, I had no idea of kind of how nuanced it was over there. I mean, Can you talk a little bit too about how staffing companies, you know, over there have, you know, grown and grown, and how that sort of white glove service that we provide and that I'm sure, you know, other companies over there provide, how that matters in a market, you know, in APAC, and as diverse as it is, to be able to sort of really be able to understand the hiring landscape and then provide the talent that actually really is going to fit the role.
Yeah, I mean, APAC, if I look at it, has one of the most promising or attractive staffing markets in the world, and fast evolving. And if I really look at some of these markets, including Japan, which is the largest outside the United States, and then you have India and Australia as the largest IT staffing markets in Asia Pacific. So it's a lot attractive market for a lot of companies. So we have a lot large staffing companies in India, Australia, Malaysia, and these countries.
Do companies and job seekers, do they work a little bit a little bit more closely with one another in over there? Or how is that marriage, you know, if you will, when it comes to companies and job seekers? Is that closer in where you're at, or is it, you know, or is it relatively the same, would you say?
Yeah, if you look at all these economies in Asia Pacific, most of these economies are growing at about 6%, 4 to 6%, if I look at it. So there's a lot of opportunities that's coming into these markets that I talked about. With the opportunities, technology is a big piece of that puzzle. So, and we see that a lot of large global companies are trying to evolve in these markets. Mm-hmm. And you know, from a job seeker to our the employer standpoint, that's all. That relationship is also been maturing. I remember 15 years back, mostly employees used to prefer full time roles in these emerging markets, but that has changed over a period of time. Global conglomerate has been setting up large centers. They call it as global capability centers. Okay. in many of these markets. And talent, as you know, Justin, has become more global, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you have a situation wherein, you know, the latest Tesla car has been designed in an engineering setting across the globe, right? Mm-hmm. And Microsoft has one of the largest centers in India. Or you know, a large banks, if you look at the investment banks, have got technology centers across APAC. Yeah. So I think that's been the change, and the global workforce is changing, as so as the Asia Pacific workforce. So that's been changing. One of the major changes, the way employers or companies procure talent. Earlier, it used to be in a way that, you know, they advertise, and staffing companies become sort of middleman to find those talents, especially active job seekers. But now that has been changing over a period of time. Customer needs much more than just providing a resource. A customer look at companies like us to provide more value. Yep. I call it as going up in the value chain in terms of giving them top quality talent for the changing businesses. Mm-hmm. A pandemic changed a lot of that. As you know, companies have gone into more digital, more cloud, those kind of things. So the technology is changing rapidly. The kind of talents the organization is looking is also changing. Mm-hmm. And talent is definitely becoming global. And from an Asia Pacific standpoint, most of our countries are English speaking. Mm-hmm. And a large technology population, if you look at in these markets. So the outlook for this market is quite good. And that's one of the reasons why staffing industry analysis has put two of the most attracting markets in Asia Pac as India and Malaysia, and we were in those markets. And now if I really look at the size of the market, from an overall IT staffing standpoint, India is $1.2 billion. Wow. Australia is $1.5 billion. So those are two big markets apart from Japan in Asia Pac. And Malaysia, Singapore could be a highly strategic area for us to kind of grow as well. So we are very confident that we are in those markets where there is a lot of growth expected in the long run.